Chaznu the koshodi mayim mipum dechatzvo. They shaved themselves so that when the people were drinking the water, they used to pour off from the top water out of the jug first. So Omar, so the shade said, "It's so heavy a dano. If I would have known, this is the way you used to drinking your water, that you always first pull off the tap water. I wouldn't have taken so long. Like I wouldn't have waited till all the mazikim finished drinking. I would have given you from that water, because since you used to pouring it off, nothing bad could happen." Now the Gemara says, "Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came. Oh, we said like this. Mayim Hori Shainim. That we wash your hands before we start eating. Mayim Hori Shainim Hachilu Basa Chazir." Means if somebody's not nizer in it, because that you may come to eat Basa Chazir. You come to eat pig meat. We'll soon see what it means. And Achreinim, if somebody's not nizer in washing, Mayim Achreinim is Hoitziu Es Ishma Baila, could cause sometimes to give a get, you'll lose your wife. Rashi says, "Hechilu Basa Chazir, Shoyechen Vini Yisrael." Let's say a storekeeper, Jewish storekeeper, that Moicha Basa Shrut, he's selling kosher meat to Yisrael. Or Mavashal, he would cook it up and Machil and eat it. Or Kosher, the Kosher Bo, and sometimes the Goy would come into the store, so the Jew would serve the Goy Nevelis Trefis. What happened was once the Jew came into the store, and he started to eat, and he didn't wash his hands first. So the man of the store thought that this guy is a guy. She gave him Bosa Chazir teeth. That's the pshat. If you're not in Israel, Mayim Rishonim, sometimes you come teeth, Bosa Chazir. They go wash Mayim Achronim, Rashi says, that Hotiyot Ishu Mibailo, and also Vargu Es HaNefesh, Rashi says, this next tomorrow, that the Perek Basu B'Yuma B'Uvda the kidur ikramandiyam akotl ikramandiyam lekotla elo afku. In the case of a new marsh mayim achreinim, because of that, it is shali whether he gave her a get there or whether he just or whether he killed her. So much like this, that if you don't wash mayim achreinim with a tziyu with ishmi by law and kiyosi rovin rovin came, almost like this, rishonim achilu bos nevela. If somebody's not near to washing mayim rishonim, it may be called to lead bos nevela. Achreinim, but not washing mayim achreinim. Hogu as an effort, she could cause somebody to be killed. And that was the mice in Yuma. And there it says, a mice or somebody owed somebody money, he didn't want to pay back, so the kids said they saw the wine in his mouth. He had some food, so he went back to his wife and told his wife, "Your husband told us to give us the money." She said, "How do I know, how do I trust you?" So they said, "Listen, we know your husband ate this for breakfast, because he didn't wash off his hands, he didn't wash off the food." So the wife believed him and gave away the money. When the husband came home later, that's a shalom. One gear was he killed her, and one gear was that he gave her a get. Rakov was all because the husband did not wash the mayim achreinim at first. And Omar Rav Nachum by Yitzchok v'simnecha, what's the simin to remember over here? Rashi says, "Letitu mi mehem omar hoitziyu," which one said they only gave a get, and which one says he killed her? V'simnecha, that also Ravimi afka. When Rav Dimi came, he said they went out, meaning they gave a get. And Oster Rav Dimi Afko, Oster Ravin Kotlo. When Ravin came, he said he killed it. That's how I remember. Ravin said the mice was that he killed her, and according to Rav Dimi, the mice was he gave her a get. Rav Abba Masno Chod Mahani V'Chod Mahani L'Chumra. He learned one like this and one like that. Rashi says that Rishonim Bosa Chazir, if you do not wash Mayim Rishonim, it causes you to eat Bosa Chazir, Karav Dimi, and Achroinim Hogu Karav, and he went Lachurma both ways, that Chazir is more of an Avlo than Sam and Vela, and also the killer is a big Avera than just Sam to give a get. See, we've got us both ways Lachurma. So, kids, you have to be careful in washing Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achroinim. Now the Gemara says, Itma will learn like this, Itma. Chameyor, let's say you're washing your hands with boiling hot water. Chameyor. So that you cooked up and fired the water. So Chiski Yomer, Ein Leitlam, Hem Liyadayim. You're not supposed to use this water to wash your hands with. And Leitlam Rashi says, Mayim Rishonim. You can't use Mayim Rishonim. Or Polo Gadiel, he argues what we said before. The Chiski Yatonu, Chiski Zatani could argue. He holds Mayim Chaim is no good even for Mayim Rishonim. Now, no, you're allowed to use it for Netilah Shadayim. Even though it's hot water, still you're allowed to use it. That's what we're paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, that Sha'alti Yisrael Gamliel, Ayesrael Gamliel, Binoi Sharebi, the son of Rebbe, the Oyechal Tyrus, and he was eating a Tyrus. Rashi says, Gamliel Berebi, Binoi Sharebi, Vyoyechal Tyrus Hoye, he was eating Tyrus. The Yomli said like this, that Kol Gedurla Gol, all the Gedurlim in Golil, Oysin came, that they used to wash their hands in hot water, Oysin came. Now the Gemara says, Chamitferia, what's the loch of Chamitferia? The hot water from the springs of Tveria. So Chiski Yomer again, Ein Noit Lamem Yodayim. No, you know how to use it. You can't use Chamitferia for Atilash Yodayim. Abu Matvilen Behem Hayodayim. In the case you want to be yourself, Tfilah, you want to put in like inside the mikvah, so to put in inside the chamitferia, that's okay. So Rashi says, Eikah mem sof, there's mem sof, then you want to do it, but there's a tfilah, then it's okay. But Rabbi Yechonon Omar, kol gufay tovu mihem. If you put your whole body inside it, that's okay. If you became tomei, Rashi says, ruin heim let tfilah kol gufay, it's fit to be tovu there. But, but you cannot just wash your hands or your face. Samora says, Hashtar kol gufu tevel be madach, you're allowed to use it. Your whole body go inside, it's a kosher mikvah, you give a tevel there. It's all luchura upon of yodav raglov. Well, a lekoshchen, isn't it for sure that it should be good enough just to be tevel your hands there? What should be wrong with that? Rashi says, like, avalim tovel be upon of yodav raglov, be in tefil oil yadayim, well, achilu, the tefil doesn't help. The question is, why not? Hashtag helps for the kol guf, that's called the good mikvah, and so why shouldn't it be good for just the tefillah shadoyim? My prophet says, bim koimom the kulu yamale pligu bishar nechnami. If you put the hands inside the chamit feria when the water still attached to the yam, still attached to its well, savad is kosher. Rashi says, b'chiburin im bo lahat fu yodim ben kulu yamale shabadomir. D'shem tefillah layin kuchol mayonis. It's like any other well. Or mikvah. But you put the ends inside, it's okay. Mishko minayu b'mono, let's say you took a cup and you pulled water out from the chametzer in the cup, the kuliyama pligidiyos, everybody holds it's no good. You can't put your ends inside it. Shrash the chitikin rabbon and the tilo lav b'chametikin. The rabbon were not misakin on the tilo from hot water. Vahani giriya mechamyo, this is even worse than hot water cooked up by the fire. The hoist of him, Shasta Kresha, was never fit. And even Rabbi Yechonon, before that passed, you're allowed to wash your hands with hot water, that's only regular water that was once cold, and then you cooked it up. It was fit to be used. But here, the Chamit Ferd, the Chathilus, made hot water. This water is not fit for Tzilus Adoyim. Keep Pligu, where's the Machlekis, the Paskinu, the Bas Birto. Rashi says, Charit, there's like a canal flowing outside of this chamit feria, for a mayim punishment, the water goes there, but there's not a sheer mikvah over there, but there's still mechubra le mikvah. The gzeira viyamu otumana. That's the gzeira, can use this or not. Kipligi de paskinu babas birta, means that right outside around the chamit feria, there's little canals, little ditches there that the water goes out in it, and it's really still attached to the chamit feria. The shalos, do you make a gzeira or not? Masav, one holds Gazarina and the Baras Birta Otomono, we're making Zera not to make an Atila there, to put it inside the small canal, the small flow of water, even though really this water is still attached to the Chamit Fer, it should be kosher, but the Zera may become to put it inside a Kli. Or Masav, one holds no, Loi Gazarina, we don't make such a Zera, Loi Gazarina. Even though in a Kli it's no good, but here it's still attached to the ground, it's okay. The more really says, it's no Kli Tanoi, this is a Machloge Tanoim. Mayim shenislu mishtiyas behemo. If you have water that's not fit for an animal to drink anymore, it became so disgusting, like so dirty, that animals will not drink from it anymore. Rashi is going sruchin. Oicham etzveider, it's so hot, oicham etzveria. Real sruchin, the water became ugly, disgusting. So, bekelem sulim. If the water is in a kli, you can't use it for tilish adoyim. But the karka sherm, if the water is still in the karka, and you want to be toiv or put your hands inside it, that's okay. Rashi says, don't mikvah, they're a mikvah. Avonatilu Rashi says, la tikna rabbon ela bruyin l'shtiyas beim, ras bi roi, l'shtiyas beim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'aymer, af pekarka tevel beim, no, even though the water is pekarka, you could be tevel in it. Tevel mekol gufay. only to be toivel the whole body. If there's men soldier, you can be toivel there. Avoloi ponu yodav raglov. But not just to put your hands inside, or just putting your hands inside, that's no good. So this we have to question. Hashtag called gufu toivel behem madrug, you're allowed to use your whole body. Go into it, it has men soldier, it's called a good mikvah. Even though the water is through chomacham, still it's called a good mikvah. If so, yodav raglov the koshkin, isn't it for sure that you're allowed to wash just to make a tefillah b'teres on your tefillah shadayim? El alav, isn't the case talking about over here, to pass kaninu babas birth, that has to be talking about their little canals, little streaks of water coming out of the chametz area. That's the machlekes of all pligi. The masava gazrin and bas birta otomon, and once was make a gazer with these small canals, small flows of water outside the chametz area, if you put your hands inside there, people think it's not really attached to the mind, to the metz area anymore. And they'll think, well, then you could use a kli. Or myself and the like as reading, we don't make such a gzeira. So you see, it's not like it's annoying the kids, if you make this gzeira or not, to be tovel your hands and it's chamitzferi on the water that's coming out on the small canal. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yidi Berazin, Omer Rav Yitzchak Barashiyin, Netilas Yedayim L'chulin. What's the reason that we're supposed to wash our hands before we eat even chulin? We eat regular bread. Our minigas, we have to wash mayim rishonim. What's the reason? Where it says he holds nesnei tzrach truma, because of the reason to get people used to even the kanim when they eat truma to wash their hands before they eat truma, because the locher is yodayim is called shenias l'tum, it has a tuma sheni on it, and if it touches truma it's possible the truma midrabban, the truma becomes possible. Therefore kohen before he eats any type of a truma he has to first wash his hands. Therefore rabban like made a light plug that we should always wash hands before we eat bread. The Rashi says, "Hutzruchu sheyadayim shniyas upoitzas as a truma." Our stam hand has locha b'tsheni l'tuma, and therefore, whenever we touch truma, we pass through the truma. Avuchulin lemahani b'sheni, but really, a chulin alone, a regular piece of bread, even though our hands are a sheni, it does not pass through it. So, why do we have to wash our hands before we eat even a bread of chulin? So, he insists, "V'nei srach truma sheyagilu oichle truma lito yadayim." Because for that reason, there are no go over, we have to wash our hands first. So the kids are only mishum srach truma that we have to wash our hands before we eat the bread. So chura, why only bread then? The chura should be anything we eat then. Because any type of truma, you can't eat without washing hands first. So chura, you have to say by stress that stam truma is made from wheat into bread. So stam bread, that's the ikar what truma is made from. Therefore, it's enough to make the takana on the ikar of the achila on bread. And then the Gemara says, V'yoid, another reason also, Mishum mitzvah. It's also mitzvah to wash your hands. The Gemara says, my mitzvah, what is this mitzvah? So Rabbi Abai says, it means to say, mitzvah l'shuma yadiv chomim. It's a mitzvah to listen to what the chom tell you. Kids are washing hands as the rabbanon dikalocha, and it's a mitzvah to listen to them. Rashi says, Shetiknu, Toizeh tekash chuvim tenuvolei mishum srach truma tzosa takono. So what's the difference? So he says the tikkun mishum nikiyus. The second reason is not only mishum sarach truma, but also stam your hands should be clean before you eat. Rav Amarava says mitzvah l'shmoye divrei Reb Elazar ben Aruch. It's a mitzvah to listen to Reb Elazar ben Aruch. And Rashi says that Rav Rama d'oraisahi. It's a deraisa d'galocha. The mitzvah kid Reb Elazar ben Aruch. Reb Elazar ben Aruch. It's mamash a deraisa d'galocha. The pasuk says, "V'cholah sheyigu bo yezav anything the zav touches, v'yod of lashota b'mayim and did not wash his hands in water." So on this, Omer Reb Elazar ben Aruch, he says. So on this pasuk, the Gemara says that Omer Reb Elazar ben Aruch, mikan from this pasuk, somcha chachamim, techom neir nasmachti here, the tilo shadayim min atayrus. It's supposed to be to wash hands midiraisa. But the pasuk says, "V'yod of lashota b'mayim." Mashma, there is such a thing to wash your hands. So even though the Gemara says it's nasmachto, but he's mashma, Rashi's mashma to the Raisa. Now, Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav said back to Rav Nachman, my mashma, where's the mashma from this posik? The posik says, the yodav l'shota famayim, he did not wash his hands in water. That's why he's mitama. Mashma, though, ha-shotaf, if he would have washed his hands, Torah does help. The question is why? Rashi says, Ashota b'mayim es yodiv torah, minigiyosa b'zaz. The question is, b'tmiyah, more question, why? Or tefillah boy, a regular zaz is tummy until he goes to the mikvah. So this one says, Elarather Elohokikom, this is what it means to say. The Achashla Shotav, somebody else that did not wash his hands, Tomei, somebody else. But the Hokikom, it says, Hanageya Bezav, Umi Shein Eshertiv Es Yodav, Shneim Tuneim, the Asmachta Biyama, Tomei, the Asmachta Biyama. If you see it's an Asmachta, Koponim, the right side to say, you have to wash your hands. And so he also speaks out, Tirish, the Asmachle Kro, the love drosha gemurah is not a real drosha gemurah. Dika krosla the lekadashina benida ma yoda be nevroi. That's not only with the rabbanim, but his esmachta. The Gemara says, "The hokom of yechash loshota beyechash losh biyachash loshota tom." A person now washes hands, he's tomei. Rashi before you eat, like you have to wash your hands. Omer Rabbi Lozzi, Omer Rabbi Shiom, loy omru nafilo shadayim leperis. There's no need to wash your hands before you eat fruits. Elam mishum nekiyus. It's only stam mishum nekiyus. If you want to keep your hands look nice, that's all. But there's no real mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat fruits. Our halacha before Matilas Shadayim, lechulas only eat bread. But just for terrorists, there's no injury to wash your hands. The Gemara says, Sovim minei, he thought to say, Sovim minei, choyvu deleka, there's no choyv to wash your hands. Ha mitzvika, but if you want to like it, it's a mitzvah to do it. On this, Amalu Rav said back, no. Loi choyvu v'loi mitzvah, not a choyv, is not a mitzvah. Ela rather reshus, is only reshus. The Gemara says, Uplig di Rav Nachman, Yargaz on Rav Nachman. The Yom Rav Nachman, Nachman says, Anoitu yodav leperis, somebody washes his hands for peris. Enivalu negasi yeruach. It's a gasi ruach that it's not nice. It's about gaivenik. So if Rav said, "What well, it's not a chayv, it's not a mitzvah, it's reshus. If you want, you could do it." Rav Nachman says, "No, it's something not to do. If you wash your hands just before you eat peiris, that's called about gaivenik. It's not even reshus. It's not nice to do." And Omer Rabba Bar Bachono Hevikim Nekayim with Rabbam. I was once walking in front of Rabbami, Rabasi, and Rabasi. I still a kamayah could call the peiris. They brought in front of him a basket full of peiris or fruits. The ochlu when they ate it. They did not wash their hands. And they also did not give meat to eat from it. In other words, we'll soon see what the chiddush was, that they didn't eat three to make a bracha together, to make a zimun. Just those two ate, they didn't give the third one to eat with them. And also, each one made a bracha chorena by himself. The Gemara says, from this maisa, shema mina tlasa, here's three halachas from this. First of all, shema mina, ein atzilas yadayim leperis, and just eat fruits. There's no need to wash your hands. Secondly, Yishma Mina Eim Mizamnan Ala Peris. So even if you have three people eating together, there's no din zimun. That's why it wasn't makpid to make a third person eat Peris with them. It was only two eating. Because if there would have been a locha, then you'd have a zimun, it would have been mitzvah for a third one with them. So therefore, you see, there's no zimun on Peris. Each one makes his own bracha. You don't make it together. And all thirdly, Yishma Mina Shnayim Shochel, if two people ate together, mitzvah lechalik, when they make the bracha achreino, they should do it separately. Each one should make his own bracha achreino. One should not make for the other one. So these three halachas applies to peiros. Mor says, Tanya namiach, we'll learn this also. Shnayim shochlu, if two people ate peiros together, like fruit together, mitzvah lechalik, they should separate. And each one make his own bracha achreino. But the nedvor mamu, when was it said, shoyu shnayim seifrim, if both know how to make the bracha. They're a sefer, means they know how to learn, they know how to make the brachas. Abba, but what's going to be echad sefer, one knows how to make the bracha. The echad bur, like an uncultivated person, he does not know how to make brachas. Then avada, sefer, mevorach, bor yait, so the sefer should make the bracha, and he might see the other one, the bur. Tan Rabban, what about this? The tilo shedayim lechulin, how far do you have to wash your hands for chulin? Like up until now, we're just saying for perish, you don't have to wash your hands. But for chulin, for bread, you do have to wash your hands. Now, Agav, that's what it says here. If you wash your hands for peiros, it's called gasi ruach. That's only if the fruit is dry. But in a case where the fruit is wet, if the fruits are wet, and eat peiros that are wet, then there is an inyan to wash your hands before you eat the peiros. Here we're talking about when the peiros are dry, then there's no inyan. It's only gasi ruach to wash your hands. But lechulin, you have to wash your hands. The question is, how far up on your hands do you have to wash? The Gemara says, ad haperik. You have to walk up until the perik, until your knuckles. Shirashi learns, Ada perik means, Ada perik hasheni, to the middle knuckles. Shedem sets place the middle of your fingers. Like when you bend your fingers, the middle knuckle, that's all. There's a first small one right away, and then a second one. Techivon dimishum srach trumabiyama, that's what we wash for chulin. It's only from a swach truma. Have the diet enough him not of the mashin I gave a Michael's enough just to wash your fingers that touch the food. So I know Rashi at first enough just to wash the fingertips like up until the second knuckle, the middle of your fingers, that's enough. That's what, according to Rashi Shita, that's what the Breister is saying. Well, since the look, we don't hold like Rashi, we'll like Taisvis. But Rashi says, the Tila Shadayim Lechuna, the parrot just means to the second knuckle. Then Latruma, how far up do you have to wash Latruma? It says, also Loshin, Ad HaPerek. So Rashi says, it means to say Latruma, the parrot means Perek HaShlishi, Vubagava Yah.